This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. It is Friday, November the 22nd of 2024. Currently overcast skies and 40 degrees in downtown Wausau. Live from our WXEO studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXEO. We would love you to be part of the show. Again, you can call or text us. The number is the same for either. Either call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something on your mind, if there's something that we've talked about that you would like to respond to, if there's something we have not talked about that you would like to bring up, if you know of some make-believe that we should be talking about, I would love to hear that as well as we begin the war on make-believe. So again, 715-382-9297 to join us as either a call or a text. Also, you can call or text us through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Because it's got everything. You can listen to us wherever you are. You can listen to any of the 21 stations on the Civic Media radio network. You can send us an email. You can send us a text, or you can call us as well. So it's all there. It is free. The Civic Media app, it's a terrific piece of equipment. Download it, go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then once you have it, open it up. You'll see all the stations. The fifth one down is 98.9 WXEO, and you'll be able to join us that way as well. So, again, glad you could be with us here on this Friday. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian is our in-studio engineer and our producer. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
Coming up at the on the program in just about 12 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Paul Micklig for his weekly segment talking about Wisconsin sports. Again, we try to loosen it up a little bit here on a Friday, get a few smiles, get a little bit of fun heading into the end of the work week and into the weekend. And of course, we always finish up the show in our last segment with our daily history lesson. We talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We talk about some celebrity birthdays. We tell you about some days that are being acknowledged either today or during the week. And of course, we always finish it off with our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And you've already got a passing grade for this week.
Yes, I do. I have a 3 out of 4.
No, yeah, 2 out of 4.
What, 2 out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
I
2 out of 4.
Oh, I'm shaking my head here.
I jumped the gun there.
I tell you.
My fault.
Oh, you're trying to throw one past me thinking I'm not paying attention over here.
2 out of 4.
All right. So you got 2 out of 4 because every week, or every day, I should say, we give you 3 choices for our number for the day quiz. And then based on that, you should get 1 out of 3, just I'm guessing. So that's 33%. So if you're above 33%, it's a passing grade. If you're below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we don't want you just passing. We don't want average students around here. We want people that succeed big time. And that means to have a true winning week, you have to have more right than wrong. So that means today, it's all on the line.
Yes, it is.
It could be a winning week or just a passing week, and we don't want just a passing week. And, of course, winning the weeks are 3 out of 5, and then your best week so far has been 4 out of 5, and you've yet to get a perfect week.
I know it's out there, that 5 out of 5.
It's going to...
I hope I can get it before the end of the year.
Well, if not, then that'll be your New Year's resolution, to have a perfect week in 2025, if you don't get it in 2024. But we got a handful of weeks still to go, so hopefully you'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what the topic is for today's
number
for the day?
What is today's topic? Because yesterday's topic was interesting. If you were listening yesterday, it was about Sean Duffy.
Yep, it was about Sean Duffy and his time on the Real World.
Yeah, he was on MTV back in 1997.
Yeah, that long time ago. That's hard to believe. That's and he's still, I mean, he's only in his early 50s, I think. So he's still a very pretty young guy. And, of course, he has now been nominated to become the next Secretary of Transportation in the next administration. But
which, honestly, is not the worst
thing. No, I don't think there's going to be any problem for him getting through. And one reason that is... not because he is this incredible talent when it comes to transportation issues. It's because the rest of the people that Trump is nominating are so much worse.
Compared to the rest of the picks,
he's stellar.
Sean Duffy's actually like a silver medal.
He's a superstar compared to some of these others, I tell you. But no. So that was yesterday. And today, I haven't told you yet. Today,
yeah.
Number for the day quiz topic is... United States professional sports athletes.
United States professional sports athletes.
Yep, so.
Oof.
We will. That will be our number for the day. So that will be coming up after.
Definitely a thinker. Definitely a thinker.
Well, that's a wide range.
Yeah. Very wide range.
Exactly. I want to remind you again that coming up tomorrow morning, we are here from 8 till 10 every weekday morning. So then we get to Saturday. We have some special programming in this time frame from 8 until 9 a.m. Each and every Saturday morning. It is the WASA Business Show. And tomorrow morning, the guys will have a lead in to the Thanksgiving week. And tomorrow, it's kind of a special show. They will be focusing on some of WASA's most iconic bartenders on the Thanksgiving Famous WASA Bartenders Special.
Wow.
It's quite a long title for their special episode, but that's tomorrow, the WASA Business Show, and they tell us, and again, they don't give us specifics on where the bar is going to be or who the bartenders are, but these bartending icons have been working at a WASA bar that's been continuously operating for more than 50 years. So that's a long, long, long history for this WASA bar that they'll be focused on.
Very cool.
And these bartenders, the four bartenders they're going to be talking about tomorrow, have been full-time professional bartenders for at least 15 years. So they've been around quite a while. So, again, some great history to be revealed. Also, they will be joined by Ben Lee, who's going to be running the Turkey Trot. Of course, the Turkey Trot occurs every year here in WASA. So, again, the WASA Business Show from 8 until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you've missed any of the episodes of the WASA Business Show, you can tune in, become a subscriber on Spotify or Apple or Google Podcasts as well. And then right after that, it will be Sully's College Football page. And normally I'm on the show, but I'm getting a few weeks away from it. So tomorrow morning, I believe, again, Joe Nino will be guest hosting. In fact, when Micklid comes in a few minutes, he's going to be the guest host next week on the Sully College Football page. But Dan Sullivan has his website, sullyscollegefootballpage.com. And then every Saturday morning, 2 hours from 9 to 11 a.m., he looks back at what the Badgers did last week, looks ahead to this week's game. In fact, he'll look back at the Oregon game. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on Phil Longo being fired as offensive coordinator. Look ahead to tomorrow's big win against Nebraska, but also talk about the Big Ten, talk about the top 25, talk about the FCS, talk about the Group of Five, talk about the Power Four. It's all there on Sully's College Football page with Dan Sullivan and Joe Nino and, of course, Ian Welsh pushing all the buttons from 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning here on 98.9 WXCO. So,
are the Badgers able to find an offensive coordinator yet, or are they still looking?
Not yet. And it was kind of funny earlier in the week, and I'm sure we'll talk about this with Micklig as well. early this week, there was the press conference on Monday with Luke Fickell, and that is a question. Isn't that a natural question to ask? Because, like, who's going to be calling the plays?
I was a journalism major. I think that's a
– Yeah, who's going to call the plays?
I think that's an important question to ask. If you don't have an offensive plan, you can't really move the ball very well.
And you know what he said when he was asked who's going to call the plays?
No comment?
That doesn't matter.
Oh, geez.
How do you say it doesn't matter?
I mean, you can't say it in front of a reporter. It matters.
Because if you don't have someone calling the plays, they're going to be looking at each other and say, well, who's going to call the play? I don't know. Who are you going to call the play? I don't know.
Well, I guess you could have the quarterback call the plays, but they're not.
Nobody does it. Back in the old days, the quarterbacks would call their own plays, but now even adult quarterbacks, the NFL, nobody calls their own plays anymore. So the Badgers have to win either this week against Nebraska or next Friday when they take on the Golden Gophers in the Axe game. Yep.
Yeah.
and that's Friday, Black Friday. So that's interesting.
Next week will be a very big for football for Thanksgiving because the Packers are playing on Thanksgiving and the Badgers are playing the day after Thanksgiving. So you definitely can get your family football arguments in. And but just a suggestion, a friend of mine actually told me about this a product that was very helpful. There is a foam brick that you can purchase for throwing at your TV so you don't actually damage it. So, very helpful. It's like, oh, come on.
You know where that kind of, I don't know if this was the first edition of that foam brick, but back in the 1970s, Howard Cosell used to be on Monday Night Football. That's before your time, obviously, but Howard Cosell was one of the most controversial announcers in television history.
Why is that?
He would just be outrageous. He would be this outrageous on the airwaves, and people would say they hate him, but he'd also be like the most popular because he would always say interesting things. And they had made one of those bricks, but they had Howard Cosell's face on it.
Oh, jeez.
And during Monday Night Football, people would throw the brick at Howard Cosell's face when they would see him on Monday Night Football. So that's continued over the years where, either your team does something bad or you hear the announcer say something stupid, you can throw the brick at the TV.
A good way to express your anger in a safe way without actually damaging anything.
Exactly. Well, coming up, we're going to talk more sports, Wisconsin sports, joined by Paul Mickley. Don't forget, tonight, again, we have high school girls basketball. Wausau West taking on Neenah. Warrior Girls season opener, 7 o'clock for the pregame show right here on 98.9 WXCO. But Paul Mickley, straight ahead, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I was so hard. Look around.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It's overcast, 40 degrees in downtown Wausau, but we are heading towards the weekend. We're heading towards a short work week, which is always a nice thing with Thanksgiving coming up next week, and obviously a lot of sports, a lot of football, especially for the next week plus, and a quick turnaround for the Pack as they play both Sunday afternoon and then Thursday night. But to talk about the football, the basketball, and everything else going on, very happy to welcome back to the program Paul Mickley.
Thanks for having me, Chad.
It's always fun to have you on board.
I took the trolley over today.
The trolley?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mr. Rogers.
Heading to the land of make-believe, right? Yep. I have finally fallen into, you've been trying to tell me it's make-believe, and I finally said, okay. And now I'm fighting the war, though. I'm not giving up, because even though I said, now make-believe is real, that doesn't mean I'm just going to fall into the moat of make-believe. I'm going to fight out of it.
You're going to fight it.
I'm going to fight it, absolutely. So, hey, I guess the the big news this week was the firing of Phil Longo. And
was that big news?
Well, I mean, it was a matter of time, I guess. I mean, you call plays. I mean, what do we need to know about play caller that maybe people don't know about? Because it's so easy for us to sit on our couch and say, well, we would do this. Why are they running it here? What do people not know about calling plays? Because I know in following you, it's not just, well, hey, it's third down and three. Now I got to figure out what to do. Things get set up. What's the key for a good play caller? And maybe what did you see with Longo and the Badgers that maybe that you as a play caller noticed that maybe some of us don't?
I think, you know, because you're not sitting here, I'm not going to sit here and criticize another coach. I don't care what level it is. Obviously, they got there for a reason. But with that being said, is that there are some things where you got a young quarterback in there, okay? It's your guy, and he has not gotten better this year, plain and simple. He's actually might have gotten worse from last year. You come off from a TV timeout and you have a delay of game. There's certain things that I think that are not even that you can argue with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, execution, we can't sit there and say what the exact execution was or if he's setting something up or what he's doing.
You don't have all the information.
We don't have all the information. So, but with that being said, you can say that, you know, with having that penalty, okay, that's live. That's there for us. You can't have that. That's unacceptable. You can't have it where every game that they're not scoring in the second half. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't have a first down in the fourth quarter.
They didn't have a first down
in the fourth quarter. Well, they had a chance to win the game against the number one ranked team, and they didn't even give themselves really a chance.
Well, against USC, how many points did they score?
Zero.
Penn State.
Did they score zero in that game, too? I can't remember.
Maybe they had a field goal, but it was 0-3 because they had the lead.
You're right.
Okay. Against
Oregon.
So, you know what I mean? Like, their offense has gone to – that's a telling sign. There's telling signs. Again, that doesn't mean that they're not like they're the lack of execution. But they got big time problems. With the whole thing of how the only problem is, actually I shouldn't say that, the only thing that saving grace is nowadays everybody comes and goes as they please anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
You can rebuild quickly.
Correct.
I mean, in the old days you'd have to bring in a guy. If you brought in a coach, it would take 5 years to really know, because you start from ground zero. I mean, even the turnaround Barry Alvarez had was a miracle, basically, because he got them to the Rose Bowl, I think his third year, was it? I think his third year, because his first year was 1-3,
wasn't it?
He started 1-10, then it was, I think, 5-6, and then it was after that, or 4-5, and then after that, again, I should have looked this up. But nowadays, you're exactly right. You look at Indiana. I mean, yep. They were nothing a year ago, and now they're playing Ohio State this week with a chance to perhaps be number one in the country if they win that game.
So players come and go. So I think they can kind of fix that, because they got guys coming in there for a specific offense. Not that they're going to change.
Right.
The thing that was concerning to me was that whole interview was just bizarre.
And I understand it's not been easy. I mean, especially the last couple of weeks for him. But and I know you're gonna yell.
You know, I'm gonna say
you're gonna yell at me when I mention the man's salary, because
that's what I would mention.
I mean, because he's, if not the highest paid public employee in the state of Wisconsin, one of them, he shouldn't be, for lack of a better word, prickly in answering fair questions. I thought that was almost embarrassing after I took a look at it.
It was. I thought it was totally embarrassing. And I'm going to, and you always say that because I was going to bring money up. Like,
I know. I see,
you beat me to the punch.
I tell you, I am just falling into everything that I pushed against. And now I'm wrapping my arms all around it. Make believe and now money for coaches and players and all that stuff.
Well, when you're getting that much money, You have a responsibility to answer those questions.
Yes, 20 minutes. Give me a break.
Answer the question.
Exactly.
Answer and answer professionally.
Right. And you can, and frankly, it's not that hard to make a word salad that makes you look okay and looking like you're still engaged with the folks, and that instead of acting like they're the enemy for asking, I think, very pertinent questions that the fans of the Wisconsin Badgers want to have answered.
Who's calling plays?
Simple.
I think that's an easy one. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. Well, you just fired a guy. So you threw the guy under the bus
already. And you ran him over.
And you ran him over. Like, maybe he didn't want to run the guy over. Maybe he just didn't want to just throw the bus and run him over. I mean, it's to say something like that, if that's the reason why or that's what he was leaning toward, is again, bizarre. It's just bizarre. And he is walking on thin ice, I believe.
He should come out tomorrow wearing one of those Chris sweatshirts.
If he has that team shirt on again after getting rid of Longo, it's almost comical. Team. No, this is not about team. The team, this is about accountability and doing your job.
I'm going to call this the Desperation Bowl tomorrow because both teams are desperate for their sixth win. Because I think the loser probably doesn't get number six because they both have fairly difficult games comparatively. I mean, it's like the teams are facing next week, both Iowa and Minnesota are not great teams. But at the same time, both teams, the wheels are starting to get a little creaky.
And it shows who's got a chance that they're going the correct direction, I believe.
Right. We're going to come back more with Paul Micklegg after this information update. The time is 9:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. We're talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg. By the way, tomorrow, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Nebraska, they've lost three or four in a row, too. They need a win.
Four in a row because they're 5-1, yeah, I think.
They've lost, I forget what the number is. They've had all these opportunities the last number of years where they get to five wins. Like last year, I think they lost their last. This incredibly long losing streak when they have a chance to clinch a bowl berth. What do you think tomorrow? It's in Lincoln. Obviously, Nebraska brought on the old West Virginia coach and the Houston coach. No one has their old offensive coordinator. How do you think the Badgers respond to all this? I mean, because last week, the defense, it was a great bounce back for the defense after that game against Iowa a couple of weeks back. They gave it all and they couldn't get enough. Do you think the Badgers find a way tomorrow?
You know, the difference between the offense and defense against Oregon and Penn State, so the defense had two out of three good games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The offense had zero out of those three games.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
So there's help with him.
Iowa was a bit of an aberration.
And, correct.
And I know that you know this as well as anybody or all people that are, I think, coaches. When the offense puts the defense in bad spots, they're going to break at some point. I mean, you can be really good. The offense has to help the defense, and the defense has to help the offense.
Yes, and complimentary football, and they're not doing that right now. I honestly, I think what happens is They get beat tomorrow, and then they beat Minnesota the last game of the year to get in. And I, and because you know why? Because I said what their record was going to be at the beginning of the year. Go back to the archives.
6-6
6-6
And
didn't you say they were like 9-3 or something?
I don't think I said 9-3 I may have to go back myself.
Yeah, you better.
Because I don't want to. I like putting out facts. Like, because if I don't, you'll call me on it.
Yes.
I don't think they win either this week or next week.
I mean, Minnesota, yeah. I think, is a pretty good. But I was at that game last year when Wisconsin
played.
They
dominated them last year, no. Right?
Nebraska actually should have won the game. Wisconsin came back at the end.
Minnesota, I thought.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the difference was they're playing at home and things like that. So I think that's why tomorrow it's going to go to Nebraska's way. But I truly believe that they'll come back and you're going to get the best effort from Wisconsin.
The boat will sink.
They lose that game, then there will be some serious heat.
Packers, San Francisco. Packers, 7-3 And I find this game Sunday interesting because the Pack is 7-3 The Niners are 5-5 I think the Packers have overplayed. The record is better than that they played. They find ways to win. And that's a kind of a good football team. Niners have found ways to lose. And that game last week was just huge for the Pack because they would have been 0-3 in the division. I mean, that would have, you know, because there's that. That was huge. It was massive, and special teams came up big. Did you think the Bears were going to make that field goal when they lined up? I thought they were going to miss it. I didn't think blocked. I thought they were going to miss it. I just had the feeling they were going to miss it. Did you have the feeling they were going to miss that field goal?
No. I'll be honest.
I thought they were going to make it.
So I guess you guys.
I was prepping myself. Right, you're prepping yourself.
And
how much a tip of the finger could throw a football and, off?
Yes.
Did the neighbors have to say, "Hey, keep it down over there"? After that happened.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where they probably should have shut the windows before that. But you're almost just relieved, and if you look at LaFleur, they had a good article in Journal Sentinel on Sunday about championships and winning state championships in football, and good article. And you know, one of the things is relief, and in a situation like that,
you could see it.
I thought it was more relief because you're right, that would have put them in a bind, and
they had no tiebreakers. They would have been eliminated tiebreaker wise because they would have lost to everybody already in the division.
It gave him no room to wiggle.
Yep.
And now it gave him a little room to wiggle. And now I think to win these next two games, they're going to have to play good football.
Yes, yes.
And that's good.
And the thing about it, this matchup, you go back to that playoff game last year, the Packers should have won that game. I mean, they played really well against San Francisco, but now San Francisco, they're a talented team. They got to win this game. I mean, this is a must win for San Francisco. This is going to be, I think, a very interesting game on Sunday.
Their offense is mostly intact, will be mostly intact with their big hitters. But they, defensively, they're still going to be missing some guys. So that's why that offense is going to have to take over that game. You know, they're going to have to take over that game. They're going to have to not turn the ball over and make plays. That bottom line, they got to make plays.
If by a week from today, are you coming in next Friday? I'm doing a show next Friday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving special?
We're doing a live show Friday.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. But if you do come in, will the Packers be 9-3?
I definitely think they're going to be 8-4 at worst. that is, and if they get to 9-3, these are the games, to be honest with you, besides the game that they lost to Detroit, which, again, is a game I said back when they started winning, they had to win like 9 straight.
Yeah.
Before that Detroit, you remember? I said it.
I remember.
Before they played Detroit on that Thursday night. So I'm going to stick with that and say that they're going to win these two games. They're going to start playing a little better football, and it's going to be a difference, and they're going to start turning the corner. Because that NFC is not good.
No, that's the thing. You're exactly right. I mean, I saw a funny social media posting the other day that showed the path that Dallas has to getting the number one seed in the NFC. That they're not mathematically eliminated from getting the number one seed in the NFC yet because it's just kind of mediocre.
Well, I mean, obviously you got Detroit and Philadelphia.
Detroit would have to lose out and Dallas have to win out, and then about 18 other things would have to happen. But I just found it, I get humored so easily.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're probably still in that, but all those teams in the South, I mean, they're not good. I mean, you know what I mean? No. And now it looks like the West is pretty good. The West and the Central are probably about the same.
Yeah, I mean, man, I mean, the West, it's, you know, nobody's, I mean, Cardinals are looking really good right now.
And they're 6-4.
Right. I mean, it's like, holy cow, people are sort of, the Cardinals right now, they got some firepower, too. I mean, that's, you know, very.
And the other three teams are 5-5, but I do believe that records are not.
No.
Are not indicative of what they are. Right. So I would think that the two wild cards come from either that division or the Packers division.
Hey, I know that. Are you a big fan of these special afternoon weekday games like the Badger men's basketball team has today?
This afternoon.
They have a 4 o'clock game against Central Florida.
Unfortunately, I can't get that game, but
What about.
It's a big game for them. They're pretty good.
Talk about college basketball here in Wisconsin. Pretty exciting stuff.
And Marquette's got a big game tomorrow at 11 or 10. I think it's 10. Against you can watch it.
I know.
Actually, I don't even think that's on TV at all. They play Georgia 5-0, and Georgia's legit. And Wisconsin's got in this tournament. They have a chance to. What Wisconsin's got to do is get one out of two here to put on their resume. If they can get one out of two here and throw in that Arizona game, that'll be a good resume. You just got to keep on building that resume because if you're 500 in the Big Ten now, that'll get you to the. To the dance, you know, and man, didn't everybody think Wisconsin went the way of staying the course, and everybody wanted to get rid of them,
right?
And the football team got rid of staying the course, and are we better off right now? I mean, at this second, can you say that we're not better off on the basketball side than the football side?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and again, he deserves all the credit in the world, even though he got the job the wrong way. No, he's terrific. He really is. And all the people that were calling for his ouster. And again, it shows that if you have the right guy that's able to make it, I mean, frankly, he's shown that ability that, hey, he knows he can make tweaks. We've seen it blown up on the football side, and it's almost like, hey, instead of making tweaks, they try to blow it up.
Hey, is nepotism, I got to ask you, is nepotism, isn't that family? Or can nepotism just work for, is that like a general?
Nepotism is family based. So that,
so you really can't use nepotism
no,
for this.
No, it's not nepotism.
Because I don't think Bo and Greg are related.
No, they're not. You can't use the term nepotism.
So really, you can't argue with that way that he got hired.
No, I can argue with the way that.
Well, you can. You'll be wrong, but you can.
you know that Bo kind of manipulated it. Are we going to go back to 10
no?
Because years ago?
But Dick Bennett did the same exact thing.
Yes, he did.
And they didn't hire him.
No, the thing was.
And now looking back at it, that was a good job. But looking back at this, that was a good job too.
I know.
Right?
I know.
I mean, I'm just trying to overall look at it. Like, he's a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He's a good human being. Greg is.
Greg Gard is a terrific. He's the kind of guy you can be very proud to have as the head coach at Wisconsin. I think that's because that matters to me. I mean, it matters, and I think it matters to you as well that it's not just about winning. It really, I think that for a lot of people, it's whether you win or lose. No, I think it does matter how you play the game, and I think Greg Gard plays the game the right way.
And they're gonna be competitive, maybe not in the way that some people want. But they're always going to be competitive. And I think we're realizing now we would rather take being in the game than not being in the game,
right,
on a consistent basis, right?
Right, absolutely. And I mean, and again, when you look at the record, it's fantastic. I mean, it is. I mean, obviously, you want to win a national championship, but it's like, doggone it, it's hard to do.
Did Bo Ryan win the national championship?
No,
you know what I'm saying? It's
what
difficult.
Bo did was incredible.
Yes, I mean, correct. I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Because I was always looking at it. If you're basing it off of championships, if that's your only, there's a lot of bad coaches out there then, I guess, right?
I think the way you've looked at it, when I've talked to you over the years, you just want these teams to keep playing as deep as they can because it adds.
It's entertainment.
Exactly. I mean, the best part of it is this: you want them to keep playing, not because it's championship or bust. It's because you just want them to keep playing and providing the enjoyment. And I got to say, Wisconsin Badger men's basketball has provided a lot of enjoyment pretty deep into March most of the time, right?
Yes. And I think anybody watched that game, they got fouled a lot, though. It was a lot of fouls. But that was an enjoyable game to watch on Friday night. I mean, I get everybody, it's just crazy. Everybody, when they got tied and they blew that lead, they didn't even wait till the end of the game to jump off the bandwagon. They were jumping off the bandwagon when it was tied.
I mean, that's the bad thing about everybody being able to have their voice electrified. It should be like the old days where people who are on the radio are the only ones that got their voice projected. Back in the days when people like me would be the trendsetters. Now everybody can do it on their social media.
Yeah. They get podcasts and they can have all that stuff, yeah.
And real fast, the Bucks, are they digging themselves out?
They're digging themselves out.
Boy, is Giannis playing at a high level. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that guy, he is a guy that brings the lunch pail every day. And yeah, I respect that.
He's legit, and they will. They'll take him out. I don't think they're going to go to the top three, like you said, but they will give themselves a chance at the end of the year if they're healthy. And I think they saw some guys that can play defense.
Please, Chris, come back.
I didn't say Chris. I didn't say.
I know, no, but I'm saying it. I just want him to come back because I like watching him play, and I mean, I think he's a good guy, and I just hope he's able to come back, and they need him as well.
And he's under 70 games already.
I know. He'll be under 60 pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah. So hopefully. But they said he got cleared.
Okay.
So now he's just got to get into game shape, so he'll be back.
All right, man. Let's get him out there.
Throw him out. Save that money. We got to get that money out there.
Hey, enjoy the weekend.
You too, Chad, and you guys, everybody out there, have a great weekend.
We're going to come back, and we'll see if Ian can finish the week right with our number for the day quiz and our daily history lesson here on WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXEO, WXEO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. And on the Civic Media app, it is Friday, the 22nd day of November of 2024, day number 327 of this year. There are 39 days remaining in 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date, in 1859, Charles Darwin published his On the Origin of Species, describing the theory of evolution. On this date in 1963, push-button or touch-tone phones made their debut on this date. The service was an extra cost option and was available in only two cities in Philadelphia. Also, on this date in November 22nd, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. On this date in 1991, Queen's Freddie Mercury died of AIDS complications in London. He was 45. On this date in 2019, Taylor Swift won 6 awards at the American Music Awards, including Artist of the Year and Artist of the Decade. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. The original Beatles drummer, Pete Best, turns 83 years old today, but he was replaced then by Ringo Starr. Actor-comedian Billy Connolly is 82. Dwight Schultz, he played Howling Mad Murdoch on the A-Team and was also on Star Trek Voyager as Lieutenant Barclay. Dwight Schultz is 77 years old today. Lola Glaudini of Criminal Minds is 53. Comedian actor Stephen Merchant is 50. Colin Hanks from Life in Pieces and Roswell is 47. Katherine Heigl of Grey's Anatomy and Roswell is 46 years old today. Sarah Hyland of Modern Family turns 34. Peyton Meyer of Girl Meets World and Dog with a Blog is 26. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It's Brownielocks Day. That's the opposite of Goldilocks. Brownielocks, which is Brunette Day.
Oh.
So if you're a brunette, you're a Brownielocks, not a Goldilocks.
Am I a brunette because I have a brown hair?
There you go. It is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. So what is your unique talent that you want to celebrate?
I can memorize entire Disney movies and just quote it word for word.
Oh, there you go.
One of my unique talents.
We will have a special show where we just do the whole show, have you quote a Disney movie someday. It is D.B. Cooper Day. It is Sardines Day. It's Use Even If the Seal is Broken Day.
Well, so, I know about that.
I know. So, all right. It's time now for our number for the day.
Yes.
Our number for the day quiz. And we give Ian Welsh a quiz every weekday, wrapping up the show. Give him 3 choices. So based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right just by guessing, 33%. But we want more. So if he gets better than 33%, it is a passing grade. But it's not really a winning week unless you get more right than wrong. So you have to get 3 out of 5. And then, of course, his all-time best week so far is 4 out of 5 correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we are still looking for that perfect week, which will have to wait at least 1 more week. Because
Get there eventually.
The good news is that you are currently already above 33%. So that means you will have a passing grade this week. You are 2 and 2 so far, 2 right and 2 wrong, 50% right now. But it's now on the line for a winning week.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Professional sports athletes.
Yep.
Right?
Our number for the day, the athletes in major professional sports in the United States. So how many athletes are in major professional sports leagues in the United States of America?
Oh, boy.
So, and this is an approximate number.
Okay.
Is the approximate number 2,500? Is the approximate number 5,000? Is the approximate number 7,500?
So 2,500, 5,000, or 7,500?
Yep.
How many professional athletes in the United States, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. 2,500, 5,000, or 7,500? Ooh, it's all on the line here. It's all on the line. Okay, well, I'm gonna go with my gut again. I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna say 5,000. I'm gonna go with a B to end the week. 5,000 is my final answer. I'm locking it in.
All right. The number for the day. The number of athletes in major professional sports leagues in the United States is 5,000.
Yes. Yes.
A winning week.
Great way to end the week.
We got to get a sound effect for that. I think we're going to work on that for next week. When you have a winning week, we get that sound effect.
Celebrational sound effect.
And then we're going to also find a very special sound effect for when you get that perfect week. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to search it out. All right. Well, enjoy the weekend.
You too, Chet. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
And don't forget tonight, high school girls basketball. Wausau West takes on Neenah, 7 o'clock for the pregame show. And don't forget the Wausau Business Show tomorrow from 8 till 9 as well. We'll be back Monday morning, 8 o'clock sharp. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.